We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas Davi B'Menachem Rushem Chaim Yaakov B'Midchas Elio. We are in Masros, Perek Dal and Mishnah. Hey, Mishnah is going to continue to discuss what type of eating is considered a snack on Achilas Arai, and we're going to speak about the kernels of wheat and barley. Hamakalif Se'orib, a person who shells barley, is planning to eat the barley raw, and he's taking off the shells, and he does it. He's going to do one kernel at a time. Mekalef achas achas v'ochel. He's allowed, without having to separate masos, to eat one at a time. That's not an issue. We've discussed this in the past. Similarly, v'mkilef v'nasam l'soch yado. But if he shelled them and put them in his hand, and doesn't eat one at a time, now he has two or more in his hand, he's going to eat them, then chayv is chayv to separate masos. Once he does that, that's considered a formal eating. Now this, the Mefarshim explain, is, oh, based on the Yushalmi, is only if he's shelling them and eating them far from, at a certain distance from the goren, from the threshing floor. And, but if he eats them right next to the threshing floor, then we consider it a snack, even if he's eating two or more. Why is that? So we remember from the olives and the wine. Because whatever's left over, since he's right by the pile in the threshing floor, he's going to drop them back in the pile. So this is considered an achilas haroi, even if he has many of them at a time. Only when he's at a distance do we say it's only allowed when you have one at a time. Mishnah continues, hamolel melilos shel chitim. Person has also planning to eat them raw. We're speaking about wheat, and wheat has the husks, the hulls that cover the kernels, and they come off as you thresh, and that's what we call the chaff. And we usually do zora with a special utensil. We throw it into the wind to do the winnowing. But here the person's doing it on his own, and he's actually rubbing off with his fingers. The Gemara in Maseches Beitzah speaks about molim melilos in the context of the melach of borer, of sorting out on Shabbos and Yontif. So the Mishnah here says that a person who's rubbing off rubbing the kernels between his hands. And this way the chaff is going to come off, and he does it, Menapis, says the Mishnah, Miyad Liyan, and he throws them from one hand, the kernels from one hand to the other, so the heavier kernels will fall down, the lighter, and the chaff, this way will fall away, doing a little winnowing on his own, without a utensil. V'ochel is allowed to eat the kernels, this without separating masros. This is considered snacking. But if he sifted the kernels that way by and then put them in his lap, then he's chayiv to separate masos, because when he gathers them together, that's considered formal eating and not snacking. Now, if he would use a utensil, so that would be a problem from the very beginning. That's also a preparation for formal eating, and using a fork or what, a pitchfork or what have you, would be mechayiv in masos as well. Kusbar, coriander. We've discussed coriander in the past, where people primarily planted for the seeds, and they use the seeds, they grind them down, they crush them to make spices. But some people plant it for the use of the leaves. So the Mishnah here says, Kusbar shezra lezera, if you planted it to use the seed, as people normally do, yiraka pater, then the leaves, literally vegetables, the leaves are pater for masos. If you end up deciding to eat the leaves, you don't have to separate masos, because that's not actually at all. That's not because there's no chiyuv, because that's not considered the yarak at all of that plant. But zrali yarak. But if you did plant it for the purposes of the leaves, we assume it's for both the leaves and the seeds. Mis aseres zera v'yarak. Then you have to separate maser both from the seed, of course, and even the leaves. Rabbi Elazar Omer hasheves. Sheves is dill. Mis aseres zera v'yarak v'zirin. Even if you don't have anything in particular in mind, you have to take masros from the seed and from the leaves and from the stems. Because when people plant dill, even if you'll say the primary use for the dill is the seed, which gives you the spice, nonetheless, people eat the leaves and they eat the stems as well. And you don't even need any particular kavana for this in mind. You have to say per masros, all are subject to masros, all parts of the dill. V'chachamim omrim. No, I disagree by dill. Eino misaser zera v'yorok ela hashichalayim v'hagargir b'vad. The only plant we have where we assume, unless you have other kavana, that it both the seed and the leaves are included, and there's a chiv of masros, it's when it comes to shachalayim, which is cress, and gargir, which is garden rocket, and that's it. People plant it for both of these purposes, and therefore there's a chiv of masros. Now, where do we learn this halacha that We have to look at the primary reason, the primary purpose, or the primary fruit or vegetable. So it's based on the pasuk at the end of Sefer Vayikra, which it says, "V'chol masara aretz mizer haaretz mipri haetz l'Hashem hu." So when it comes to maser, we have to find what's the pri haetz, what's the fruit, what is defined as the portion of the plant for which that plant was cultivated. So that's why it's so important to know what the primary purpose is. Now, there's another thing to keep in mind, that even where we speak about, according to the Chachamim, where he said, well, when people plant the cress and the garden rock of the Shachalayim and the Gargir, people have both in mind. Nonetheless, it's still important to know what the primary purpose of the planting is. Why? Because it's important to know the classification of this particular plant. Is it going to be considered a vegetable? Because I'm thinking about the leaves and that was my primary purpose. Or am I thinking about the seeds and therefore will fall into the category of kitnios, of legumes? That's important because we need to know what year of maser we're talking about. So if we remind ourselves, we mentioned many times that when it comes to the Shemitah cycle, the first, second, fourth, and fifth years, we separate maser sheni. And the third and the sixth year, we separate maser ani. So it's important to know whether or not we're going to classify this cress plant, for example, as a vegetable or as legumes, because when we speak about the year of what's considered, what year it is, so it depends. What year do we assign to it? So when it comes to kitnios, we assign the year in which they took root. But vegetables are assigned the year that they were harvested. So it's important to know what the primary purpose is, even if it's going to be chiyuv to separate maser from both, because a person plans with this, with the idea that he's going to eat from both of them. But the primary intention is also important in order to classify the particular year. Perek Dalet, Mishnah, Vav. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Tomorrow's Shel Tilson, v'shel Chardal, v'shel Pol Halavon, Chayavos, b'maser. The buds of fenugreek, of mustard, and of white beans are subject to maser. These are, even though this is not the primary seed, fruit of these plants, nonetheless, people normally eat the buds, so they have the status of food, and this is true even if the owner didn't have it in mind to use these. We assume people are going to eat them as a chiyuv of maser on them. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Hatzlaf, the caper bush. So the tzlaf, you can see the tzlaf in Eretz Yisrael. Tzlaf is a very famous bush in the sense that we discuss the laws of brachos and the laws of arla are related along sugi at the beginning of the sixth parak of brachos. So Rabbi Eliezer believes that tzlaf misaser, you have to take maser from all three edible parts of that tree. The tamaros, which are the shoots or buds, the avionos, which are the real fruit, the berries of the caper bush, and the kafres, which are the husks that surround the avionos, that surround the berries. They're all edible, people eat all of them, and therefore you chive to separate maser from all of them. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Amos aser el avionos, mipnei shein pri. The only thing you have to take maser from other avionos are the berries. That's the primary fruit of the caper bush, not the others, because that is the primary, according to Rabbi Akiva, the others are not subject to maser because those are not considered the pre ha'etz based on that pasuk which we quoted at the end of Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Bechukosai. Now, it's important to note that this halacha, this machlokes, finds itself, both, as we mentioned, in the laws of Arla as well. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer says that the law of Arla, the fact that the first 3 years you're not allowed to eat the fruit of a tree, both in Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, it's Asar Ba'achila, Asar Ba'hanah, that applies to the tzlaf, to the caper bush, and it applies, according to Rabbi Eliezer, not only to the avionos, to the berries, but to the husks as well. Happens to be, Rabbi Eliezer does agree that when it comes to the shoots, the tamaros, those would not have the chiyuv of arla, but the avionos, the berries, and their husks as well would have that halacha. Rabbi Akiva, of course, disagrees. He says arla only applies to the fruit of that tree, which are the avionos, which are the berries, and nothing else, not to the husks. The halacha of making brachos also applies. The Rabbi Eliezer would say that you make a ha'etz both on the fruit itself, the berries, and the husk, even if you're eating it alone, because that's considered part of the fruit of the tree as well. And Rabbi Akiva would say, no, you make ha'etz on the pre-ha'etz. Borei pre-ha'etz, the hell of making of Hashem, it's only the pre-ha'etz, the fruit of the tree, the intention of why we plant this tree, what's considered the real fruit of the tree, that gets ha'etz. What do I make on the husks? Either edible, you make ha'adama. That's the rule when it comes to eating something that grows on the tree that's edible, but it's not considered the primary fruit.